This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about caring for myself as Christ would. Recently, I received an invitation to a 50th birthday party, and two things happen. One, I think about the gift that I'm going to get the person, and second, I think about what am I going to wear. Now, because it's approaching summertime, I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to get into that same favorite dress of mine from last summer. But as I'm going through my closet, I am thinking about my own underlying motivations, if you will. In other words, I think about caring for my body when I'm getting ready for an event sometimes, or a great summer vacation is coming up and I want to look my best. And I realize that I am not treating my body with kindness and respect always. I'm not caring for myself as Christ would. And when I dishonor my body in any way, whether that's food or stress or lack of rest, I am damaging one of God's instruments. And I believe that I want my body to be used in God's service. And the only way that can happen is if I am caring for it and respecting it and nurturing it. The words that inspire me are, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Tomorrow, let's talk about true power. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, be inspired to love you as Christ does.